I have a hard time with it. She has retired, I'm told, and so I got to get hold of her, but I think they were on a vacation. They don't have a telephone there, but the lady across the street goes to our church. I know her, so
good.
I've got a little contact there. Now, there's things you recognize.
Yeah, here's the old... You know, it still amazes me that these posts are still there.
Right.
And
they haven't
tried
it.
And it was like 1875, shortly after the... Well, in the 1880s, probably, it went down because nobody remembers seeing it.
Do you know... Now, I understand it was called Rogers Bridge.
Well, I don't know if I've ever known that for sure.
Uh-huh.
But where did you hear that? I mean...
No.
Yeah.
No.
We'll have to... I've been trying... It's very hard to find out anything.
I know it.
It's one mention of the bridge in Helen Clark's story
mm-hmm.
about moving the school
yeah,
across.
That, I mean,
it's about the only real...
That reference there is of
it. Yeah, and we've been sort of digging, trying to find out more about that. But it's really interesting.
And just a few of
yeah.
the bio.
Mm-hmm.
I have a few. Now, Hall's Cottage is still there, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
And
yes.
yours, how far apart are your is your cottage from Hall's?
From Hall's, like, well...
I mean, could they be gotten in on one
no,
picture?
No.
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 No. Ours is here, and then the, mm-hmm. the woods go way out to a
mm-hmm.
point,
mm-hmm.
and they're around the point, but...
They were on that cove
still
then?
Can't, no, we're on the cove.
You are, but on that other cove.
Well, no, they're really on a...
The one where Sansbury was.
No, they're on the part that is out,
mm-hmm.
That goes along here, and then Schatz's mm-hmm. place was next to theirs.
Oh.
But Hall's house is up here, and Winfield, who is the grandson of the original Dr. Hall,
mm.
has just built a beautiful new house right down on the shore. At the point.
Hmm.
So he has a gorgeous view down the channel,
hmm.
plus all the way down to the bridge. It's a beautiful location. So.
Then
yeah.
This I just put in because I figured 60.
Imagine. Isn't that wonderful?
He's real tall.
You see?
And she's had a couple of problems.
Oh, dear.
Slight strokes. This is our picture.
Yeah, I love that. That is wonderful.
What a couple of old pickled pussies.
Oh, dear. Oh, that's nice.
But I figured 50 years, I've got a couple other 50
wonderful.
Ones in there, too, and, you know, of people that have been here. But I've got a few sections yet, a few spots, but I
yeah. No, I ooh, I know it. How much did it take? 20 pounds. I have a few old pictures with me. I don't know if any of them are of general enough interest, though. They're old.
Mm.
The, our story of our own place, you know.
Oh, great.
Back.
Great.
Do you want to look at them?
Sure.
I have them in the car. I don't know.
Oh.
but maybe we should look at them all.
Yeah, well, please do.
Here.
And
they're mostly, you know, just our own... Oh, this is a story about Louis Vollmer.
Oh.
When he died.
Mm-hmm.
Which I thought was sort of interesting. If you'd like a copy of that,
mm-hmm.
I can make a copy of that.
Well, now about making copies, all I have to do is go over to the town hall and I can make all I want for free. You know?
Oh. Well, okay. That's nice.
Well, I could send them a bill for the better.
Well,
I don't want too much of that on there.
I know. These are also sort of how it was in the beginning. Now, this is Mrs. Johnson, and that she's holding one of my sisters.
Mm-hmm. Well, we could, of course, now it's kind of late now. It's
well,
quarter after 11,
yeah.
and they close
yeah.
at noon.
I know.
Now, Oakenwald?
Oakenwald.
Now, where is that?
That's what we call it.
Oh, that's what yours is.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Gorgeous.
Well, those stairs aren't there anymore, but
no.
we just built some new ones this year. or last year.
Or last in the state, you know. Mr. Anson's house?
Yeah, now Mr. Anson was the man who bought the property in the beginning. He was a friend of my father's.
Boy, I remember those old cars.
Isn't that funny? Yeah.
And then you had the isinglass windows.
Right.
And the running
board.
Oh, yeah.
The suitcases on the side.
And the tires.
Right, right. Yeah.
But maybe if you could come over in the... And go right straight over to the town hall.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, look at that. Oh, bathing beauties.
Yeah.
I remember those.
Wonderful.
You know, there's a room down in the
museum.
Downstairs. And there is so many things down there. I always tell people, I don't like to go down there because there's all these things that I used as a young girl,
right.
And when I was first married, I said, not at all in the museum. I said, oh, no. I said, that makes me feel real, real old.
Yeah.
Now, the finished Wilhelm's home now, is that anything with...
That's my the house that I'm using now.
That is?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
It's still just like it was.
Mm-hmm. Fine. Carl Borg, huh?
That's my grandmother and grandfather.
Departure time again. Boy, and you've got so many flat tires.
Oh,
we'd get out here.
It always took us all day to get up here.
You know?
All day.
You know, if we only had six flat tires on the way.
I know, it was amazing.
Olive May. Roy Johnson. Oh, this is precious.
Now, Roy is he's the only one of the Johnsons, I guess, that's in there, though. This is Roy. Roy was the youngest of the Johnsons.
Now, was this that platform out there by Hall's?
Well, it's
one of them,
our cove.
Yeah. I remember that.
Hall's used to have one out in the middle.
Oh, did they?
Of the lake, in front of their place.
Mm-hmm.
But
maybe that's the one that I remember.
On the side in the cove. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, these are great.
Now, this is Marty Morrow. He was, the Morrows had a place near Osner's, across from Osner's.
Seems they were there for years. Something ringing the bell.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if these would copy through the plastic. Let's see, why not?
Well,
we could try
that, yeah. But, or if we can take them out.
You've got a beautiful...
We can take
them out,
yeah.
Jean Louise.
That's my sister.
My old boy.
With my mother and father in the water. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, this is good.
This is a beautiful one. Oh, look at that. Old Town of Robinson.
Now that cart must have been sitting there somewhere out in the town there. Somewhere, because...
Oh, look at all those bathing beauties.
Yeah.
Oh, man, look at that one. Wow.
That's
something.
Yeah. But see, these are...
So what was this? What was he doing?
Well, he bought that wheel somewhere, and he was going to take it back. He took it back to Chicago. I can't remember why. I don't remember what he ever did with it after he got it to Chicago, but he must have had some idea he was going to use it for.
Oh, this is the entrance to your place,
isn't
it?
Yeah, that's the entrance. We don't have the top on it anymore because trucks can't get through there.
Oh, I see.
Couple of times it was knocked off, and we decided that was silly.
Might as well leave it, huh?
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, this is beautiful. It's too bad everybody doesn't do this, you know?
Well, see, our place has gotten to be sort of a family tradition because I have four sisters, and each of us has our own cottage there.
Mm-hmm.
And we've sort of used it as a reunion place and that kind of thing, you know.
With all the girls, huh?
All the girls.
Oh, look at the tea party.
Yeah.
Isn't that precious?
My son and my sister's son.
Oh, aren't they precious?
But if I don't think there are too many things that are appropriate for
that. Is, and I have thousands. I don't think I'm exaggerating, but I have to go through because.
And at one time, in 1963, the water was so low in the bayou, Carl, yeah. My father hired Otto Fricke,
who had
a place down here,
mm-hmm.
and they tried to pump some of the mud out of the bottom of the lake, but it didn't work very well because mm-hmm. when they put it up on the shore, it was so liquid.
Just ran all that.
So it was not a very successful operation. So.
Cousin in the water, that's cute.
Yeah, these are all cousins. This was one year they had the art fair in Grand Haven. My mother exhibited some of her paintings that year. It was sort of nice.
Hmm.
Oh, and this is a story I found about...
Joan.
Yeah. I found this in something I...
We went to that wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
That was interesting. I don't think there's too many other things that are such sort of family-ish things.
Mm-hmm.
This is one year when the tree went down and broke part of our house.
Uh-oh. Ooh, must have... Snow had something to do with it, huh?
Oh, yes, it was.
Because
it
was such wet snow, probably.
Mm-hmm. And a big dead branch, apparently.
We just had a bunch of branches trimmed around here.
I know you have to. I've been very careful lately to keep them away from the house. This was our reunion one year.
Oh, good.
We had another one this year with 69 people on Saturday night. This year we all wore t-shirts.
Oh, my. Well, that was some of those we should eat, or in the evening if you can ever catch Ray there, you know, when he isn't too busy.
Oh, this was the one about Dr. Hall. And this was a story about Dr. Hall that they printed in the Berwyn paper, which was sort of interesting.
Oh, Berwyn, Illinois?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's where he lived, you know.
Oh.
Which is just outside Chicago. This is Dr. Hall riding a horse during the war.
Hmm.
And there's a story about him in there.
Oh, we can,
which is sort of interesting.
Yeah, well, we can copy that. So either could come, you know, this goes up this way?
I think so, yeah. Because it was on the back.
You know, we can either go over in the morning when,
yeah, that might be better, I
when
think.
When she is, because, they're busy during the day. People keep coming in, too, you know, but.
I know. That was sort of interesting.
Mm-hmm.
They had a rather nice story about him.
Well, it's a story about a person
right here. Right. This is our new stairway to the beach. Which is nice. They built that last year. My son, who's an architect, drew stuff out.
Oh, boy.
Got a kick out of that.
There's another picture of the girl.
That's the same one. I don't know why I saved this.
This is beautiful, though. Oh, this train.
Oh, this is the one that had the story about Mr. Anson when he died in 1936, and I just saved
it. Oh, the whole paper.
The whole paper, yeah.
The train crash had nothing to do with
no,
it, huh?
No. I just thought that was sort of fascinating to have a 36 paper.
Yes, keep that. So,
yeah. He had an ice house farm right at the edge of the, right at the, where his road goes in somewhere in 36th Street, that we used to look in when we were kids. He had it all with straw between the pieces and so forth, and that was really wonderful for us to look at that time. But he said that he came down and there was a road that slanted through our property, sort of at an angle from his
picture. Go ahead.
Well, all that I remember is that he told us that that was how he went through, and you said we never saw him do it because we were never here in the winter.
No, you weren't here in the winter time.
But that was always exciting for us.
Well, now Felix did the same thing.
I imagine. Yeah.
And because I remember, now that was packed in sawdust.
Yeah.
And I remember going in there, of course, Louise, you know, we,
right.
Well, Louise was about 10 years, I think, younger than I. But we used to go in the summertime, and that was such a thrill to go in that ice house and play and such a nice. Now, I've got this picture, but apparently it is not. Someone told me it was over on Spring Lake, but I used it as I said that it on location was unsure, but I remember it seems to me that Felix said something about that the ice, that he went down with his truck on the ice.
Right on the ice.
And brought it up. And then they sold it to, you know, anybody who wanted ice during the summertime. It was sold.
Uh-huh.
So,
I don't remember seeing the ice house at Felix's ever. But
the big barn. That one that is still there.
Okay.
Yeah. Apparently, that, as far as I know, that is still the same one.
Yeah.
I don't have these taped in here yet because I might be changing them. So that's about the ice and about the school. Now, you said the school was brought across the bridge in
1875.
Mm-hmm. And why am I thinking
of? What I was wondering was if we really know when the logging ended around here. Do we know if they were still cutting, logging at that time?
Now where is my... Okay, this is so much. What I was doing on this, I was going through this copy of that, and there seems to be a little controversy on this, that Miss Helen had written.
Yes.
Okay. And, you know, that it was organized at the time it was organized, and...
1856, is that right?
Yeah. On April the 7th, up there at that place, and then about what Indians were here, and about the first settler's home was built about 1836 by Ira Robinson and that. The Indians. The first settler's home, the log. But, let me see, this spring we went to a meeting at downtown, and a Professor Badgema was there. Now, I have not heard from him. And he was telling about the little tramways. And I have come across other ones, so I wanted more on that. Okay. In 1856, pole boats were still operating on the river. As many as 4 river steamers also ran on a... That's not what I was looking for. About the small button factory at Lamont.
Right. I remember the boats going down the river shelling when I was a child.
Oh.
They were still doing that. And
now, what was your maiden name?
Wilhelm.
Wilhelm.
Right.
I probably heard that.
We've been coming since 1919.
Oh. Then
it
I had...
during the 20s and 30s that I remember.
The riverfront was made up largely of partially submerged land about that made a suitable rollway for the logs. And I'm not going to get into a lot of the genealogy of the Robinson family, just the ones that were here. Okay, here I've got, in the early days, white pine, hardwoods, hemlock, and cedar made up the dense forest of Robinson, with a stand of tamarack in the southwestern section of the, on the fringe of the so-called Big Marsh.
Now that's what confuses me a little bit. When they talk about the Big Marsh, is that the land over where they grow celery now?
Back over in there, and
when you go down
Lincoln, south of, I think it was south of, and there is a map somewhere that shows it kind of with slashes that was the Big Marsh. I've always pictured it as, say, south of 45.
That's far south, okay.
Okay. Now, on the fringe of the so-called Big Marsh, this was an area of about 8 square miles where for at least 6 months of the year it might be covered with water as deep as 4 feet. Fur trade depleted the fur-bearing animal population, but deer, wolves, bear, fox, and small animals were still to be found. There was also wild turkeys, and in the river and streams, many fish. That still didn't tell me what I was looking for. But so that's as far as I've got. I'm going through and...
Well, I was just thinking, I read just the other day that the big log jam on the river was 1883. So they were at least logging that late.
Yeah.
So when they brought that school across in 1875, must have been while the logging operation was still going on, somewhat at least around here.
I've got to get in some stories that Frank Browdy has. That's very colorful. I have tried to put in things now here, like when Dr. Hall passed away.
Yes.
But...
Do you have the story about when Louis Vollmer passed away?
I might have.
I have that.
Okay, we'll get a copy of it at least. And it's about the cemetery. I wonder if there's anything in there about that. I'm wondering what this is, that Farm to Prosper contest through the PTA. I wonder if that had anything to do with the Kellogg.
Yeah,
still looking for those pictures of see, what I want to do is get all of the pictures together. I know I'm probably not going about this right, but
well, Bernice, you're certainly doing a wonderful job of getting it together.
Well,
that's the important thing.
We are collecting, and I figure maybe somebody else can. You or maybe, there's a picture of Jack Jungles when it burned, but that's not a very good picture, but that's
that
just...
That was a colorful event.
Oh, that was a real neat place. I remember going there. And I'm trying to save all kinds of things. Maybe it isn't worth saving.
Well, but that's, you know, if you don't have it, then you, later you think, why didn't we?
This was, we had it in 1942. There was the, we had this play for polio.
Oh.
And this was all gold curtains.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, this is me. This is my sister.
Oh, dear.
And this one here was Rose Fritz and Emma Fritz. Now, Emma married Henry Mulder, you know.
Okay.
Later.
Now, see, I never knew them, but I remember hearing that name. Now, where did the Fritzes live?
Over in Lincoln.
Okay.
Now,
okay.
The reason that we were like this is we were supposed to be a picture in an album.
Oh.
And all he had to do was print. I also was a bride.
Oh, how adorable.
But we couldn't take both pictures, you know.
Well.
So we chose this. We wore wooden shoes and everything.
Oh.
And then this is, Rose, we should go in the other room.
Yeah, that's fine.
Rose Fritz is standing and Mrs. Emil Befke is seated.
Oh, please. My goodness.
And look, isn't that precious?
Oh, dear.
And this is Hattie Gribb, now Shiloh.
Oh, goodness.
She was supposed to be the baby.
Oh,
she was the tiniest one we had.
Oh, how neat.
And
1942, that was.
Yeah. The year after I was married.
Hmm.
Then these are little clippings that I've dug out of the microfilm. I'm still looking for this. Now, this I just got. It's a picture of Richard and Carrie Mae Berg.
Richard Berg, Now, is he,
this?
Would he be the one that I remember, who would have been?
I really don't know any of them, but on this picture, because I got this, that'll sound nice. I got this because I need a picture of Mr. Stern for our...
Okay.
And this is Mr. Stern, Charles Stern.
Okay.
Oh, that's just that boy. Now, I got this, and now this is that same lady, and I think this is...
Okay.
She's got him down here.
All right. She's the one I remember. I remember her when she was... When she had children.
Okay, that would be Carrie, then.
That Carrie would be... Yes. So, that's, oh, yeah, and I remember her saying that she was a Stearns. I can remember that. Now, they
now
used
what,
to come to our house once
now
in a while.
Now, Stearns was her maiden name,
right,
aunt. Okay.
Right.
And then, so it's Ed, probably Ed Stearns.
Nellie.
And then, now Nellie, that would be Nellie Pelton.
Okay, she, oh, right. Okay.
And then Carrie Mae Berg.
Right.
And, well, wait a minute. Charles.
This is Charles.
That's Charles.
And Clinton.
And Clinton.
Now, Clinton is the one, he was the youngest.
He was the youngest.
And he was the one that used to come with his mother and father. Oh, no, I'm sorry, this is her brother, not her son. She had a son who I think she called Clinton, too, I believe. It was, I think that was his name. No, but he looked a little bit like this.
Then, now this is Mr. Stern, and this is his
wife,
right? And this is all of their children.
I guess so.
Because
imagine.
There's Fred, and then Nettie, who after was Blakely.
Okay.
Charles, Maria, and Frank.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Isn't that a gorgeous?
Now, where did they live?
That I don't know.
That's interesting.
I've been having a little problem with getting in communication there, because I did speak with Lucille Walter's wife.
Okay.
And then I got these pictures from their daughter, Harwood, the last name is. And, matter of fact, she just left this in my, Barbara.
Oh, look at that.
Now, this is because we had asked for a picture, but the pictures that we had, and I think this might be one of them, were laser prints. And laser prints, you cannot copy and blow up. You can copy them, but you can't blow them up.
Oh.
They do not last too long.
Oh.
And so I had taken it down to Kirk's, and he said he couldn't do anything with it because, you know, and the lady that does the retouching, she said, you can't blow them, because we had small, we wanted them a 5x7. She said, you can't blow them up because, and she showed me with a glass,
that
it was just squares, you know. And so what we did, we took it to Harold Brechschneider.
Okay.
And he took a picture of it. It was the same picture as this, only larger. And we took a picture of just him, and then I dropped it off. When I got the prints from that, I dropped it off at this Kathy's house, who happens to live in Miss Helen Clark's house on Columbus Street.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Because I got her name from Kirk, and I called her, and I said, well, where do you live? So she said, 1209 Columbus. I said, pardon me? 1209 Columbus. I said, that was Miss Helen's house.
Now, where is Columbus? I'm trying to think where
Columbus. Columbus, I think, is what, the first street north of Washington Street.
Okay.
And it's on this end. Because I started describing the house to her, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
And she says, oh, yeah. Listen, if that would be more comfortable, put one of those pillows behind your back.
I just...
Or I can get you...
No, this is fine. Yes.
Because that's not a very...
Yes, that's good now. That's better. Yeah.
Anyway, then I dropped it off last Friday after I got... I worked down at the museum on Friday morning from 10 to 12, 2, and only two more weeks, but just during the summer.
Good.
And then after I left there, I picked up the pictures, and then I dropped them off at Kathy's.
Good.
And so she said, maybe by Friday she'll have it ready for me.
Wonderful.
Then I still must get Mr. Whitney. And, of course, Mr. Barnhart. And I am working real hard trying to find Mr. Barnhart, who was the first supervisor in 1856.
Do we know anything about them at all?
Not a thing. And this is what
this is so interesting, is I have neighbors, my neighbor next door to me in Oak Park, where I just left, was Barnhart. When I read that name, Barnhart, the other day, I just happened to be reading it in one of the old things.
This gentleman is John W. Barnhart. Barnhart.
I know. That's how my neighbor spells his name.
Now, in some places, I find H-A-R-D, but most of the time, it is just without the H.
I see.
Of course, like with Mr. Whitney, some places it's A-O, and some places O-A.
Okay, well,
but
could be
more the O-A.
Okay.
But things can get switched
around. I know.
That's why we have that disclaimer in the front.
Right.
telling that we've done it the best we could. I think I'm going to try to get a talk to Louis Vollmer. I wanted to talk to him, but he was so ill that we couldn't ever get together. But I'm going to talk to his wife and see if, or send her one of those things. I'd like to go over there because I do have some pictures.
The thing is that this wife of Louis hasn't been here so long.
It hasn't been here too long, but there might be...
But there may be some things that
there might be some pictures or something.
And, of course, some of his children...
Well, Irene.
Irene is a good resource, and Ida Bell... But,
now, is she still living?
Ida Bell is living in Spring Lake.
Really?
Oh, yes.
And what is her...
Oh, dear.
Well, you'll think of it, and then...
Yeah.
Or else...
Irene.
Irene might know.
Yeah. See, Ida Bell is the oldest.
Yes, she got it.
And...
I've got that beautiful, beautiful picture of her in there.
Yeah. She's a duck.
But...
No, she's still very much around and very... She might remember some things, although they went through a really hard time, you know, after their mother died when they were so young.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Of course, I can. Ha ha. There's your name. So what else can you tell me about Podunk, my little pet?
Well, I don't know much more at all. The one thing that I think is interesting is that railroad that went across the river that went from through Podunk from Holland to Muskegon, I guess it was actually, wasn't it? And went through Spoonville on the north side of the river, which they tore up on a Sunday.
Yeah, I got that. There was something about an injunction.
Right. Yeah, they were out of money, I guess.
From Alberta, I did get this picture of the church that was blown away.
Oh, in 1923?
Yeah.
Dear.
And, she said all that was left?
Just the steps and the...
And the Bible.
Oh, really?
The Bible was left there. Isn't that weird?
That must be the pulpit then, I suppose.
Oh, it's kind of hard to tell, you know, from these pictures.
Isn't that amazing?
But like I say, it's more than...
Right.
She said that she had given the picture to someone else, to a lady, and she had never gotten it back, and I called the lady, and she denied ever having it. So what are you going to do? One place here, according to... This was the Froudies.
I was just thinking, I wonder if Vera Weaver, Vera Schweifler Weaver, would know where the Sterns lived.
Because she is related to them.
She's related to them.
I just talked to her.
Grandmother was the Stern.
I just talked to her the other day because I heard that she was writing a book, and I had met many times before, and I had contacted her once before. I had an answer. And then we were going to, she said she was busy and we were going to get together again. But she said the other day, now primarily what she is working on is more genealogy.
Oh, I know she
is. So this wouldn't help.
No, except that she might have some facts about them.
When I told her that I had some pictures of the Sterns, she was very interested.
Yeah.
So I told her, I said, I am going to try and... get up to her house or mail them to her or something, or if they come out. Now, in 1988, Mary Maskell Kosturik and I went over and spoke with Harold and Ida Ralia. And here it says, Podunk Village Store, Foster Store, Harold Ralia. My dad and Fred Conant did most of the moving of it. See, Mary took shorthand. Foster was a big man, stubborn too. The store was located on the corner of 104th and Buchanan.
104th.
That's right.
Oh.
I think...
That's quite a way east.
Well, I don't know who lives there now.
Yeah.
At one time I knew it was... Anyway, then the Maplewood School burned in 1916, and they had school in the house on the corner of 104th and Buchanan, Gleaners Hall, Harold Ralia. They moved it over there, and my dad moved the piano over, and they used to play there. It was a two-story building. I have it's a picture, but not too good. They had dances over there. The Gleaners had their meetings there and suppers. Afterwards, it was sold and torn down, and part of the lumber was used to build a house on 104th, 45th, 145, and 96th. But I could not find out exactly which house. The moving was done with a machine and cable, a stump machine. They would anchor it down and put a cable down, and that is how they moved it. And then it went into Podunk. The old Lutheran church is still there, and people are living in it, Horton House. Just north of the Horton House is where the town hall blew down, and there was a post office there. There was a railroad station, too. And where all of those new houses are, that was the old Brems farm, and they had a huge house, and they farmed a lot of the marsh. The railroad ran from there over to the river and across at Spoonville. May Graham, they would pick up fruits and vegetables. How far down did it go? Not as far as Grand Rapids. White Store and a little further up, maybe up to Lamont. May Norris at Pottawatomie was called Smittigan's. They had dinners there and they called it the Bowery. Now, technically, that is not in Robinson.
No.
But as the man was talking, it came up.
That's true.
The Bass River School, Ella Pelton taught there. Barnard's Corner, located where Foster's store stood. Foster's store was originally in Podunk, but they moved it to Barnard's Corners, 104th and Buchanan.
So, 104th. Was really near 120th.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
Night School on Lincoln, the old wooden building. They needed a new school. They tore it down. Mrs. Sophie Salisbury was the teacher. Also, Nellie Scott from Allendale, and I have to... There was also a Doris Willsberg that was here, and she just recently died.
Oh, really?
So this is the type of thing that... Now, like I say, Mary had taken that down in shorthand, as she did the when we went to the Browdies.
Okay.
And that, of course...
Well, the night school is being used as a home now.
Uh-huh. All of them are.
Yeah.
All of the schools are now.
But that must have been rebuilding, and because it's not on Lincoln, really. It's up farther on.
And I have pictures of the old one, and I have pictures of the new one.
When would the new one have been built, you know, about?
There's the
but
main...
I knew it was there when we were young. It was at where it is now, because the Johnson children went to school there in the 20s. So it was probably rebuilt before
that. Yeah. May Graham's. Then she had...
You know, the May Graham pilot house was on the ground at the Johnson Farm for a long time.
Well, was it there?
Yes.
Because it was moved... now, that's New Era. It was moved, and I've got a story about that, over on the North Shore. And it was made into a cottage.
Okay.
And but that must have been after it was at the Vollmer farm. You got to them one at a time almost, which is very time consuming. Try to do a couple at a time here and see how. I get along with it. I just went through it page by page and put all these tabs, these plastic tabs. That was our plane crash. There's about Podunk. That's my favorite. They're still hoping.
I wonder why they called it Podunk.
I have no idea.
It's interesting.
And there have been other places called Podunk, too. So it isn't unique with that. Well, that's the location. Well, here's... This is night school. This is the wooden building, 1914.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That was the one on Lincoln. Now, here is the one... And this is 1914, so it must have been about 1914.
They must have changed it.
But this is the new one now.
Okay, okay. Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
And I'd like to also get...
I remember being in the home of the Knights on Lincoln.
Oh, really?
Yes. At the corner of Lincoln and 144th.
Yeah, that was Knights Corners.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It always has been Knight's Corners as long as I can remember it. Now, when do you know when that Gleaners Hall was torn down?
No, I don't know.
Because for some reason, it seems to me that I remember it. Because see, now I've been out here 50, About 53, 54 years.
Well, I don't remember that at all. I have no
but
recollection.
Like I say, it seems to me that I remember it. Maybe I don't, but... So this is the kind of things, I guess, that they want. These little, and I do have, I think since I saw you, I've got a lot, but like I say, I'm not through with this yet. And I got a lot of old pictures. This is stuff that are duplicates. And I've been throwing them out. Because I got too much. And I figured we can always make duplicates again. Now, this is Quade's. I don't need that anymore. And this is a lot about the Clark. I don't need that. I don't need that.
Now, how is this Clark that you were talking to in Battle Creek related to Charles Clark, who was here? Is he like a great-grandson?
He's going to find out. I'm just writing on this. This is my problem, too. I write on too many different things. And then I can't find what I was writing on. Like I say, I'm not an organized person. But this is what I'm trying to do, is copy these over again. Some of these pictures, I'm telling you. Here's Charles Clark. His mother's name was Edna Chapel from Berlin, or what is now. And this, what is now Marne. Charles was his grandfather.
So this man is how old now? He's fairly old.
Oh, he's in, I would say, his 70s.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay.
I'd like to go down there, I was hoping, but he said maybe he would be getting up here. But his wife is quite ill. Then there was a Eva Majeski, but not any relative of ours that is, because our relatives... The only thing that could be would be Vince had an uncle, Uncle Tom, that lived over on Sleeper, just off of, down here, 128, that goes?
Yes, 128, yeah.
Now, there might be somebody, but now, two of the, Mr. Frank Clark died making the bridge down here.
Oh, really?
A log fell on him and broke his back.
Really?
And then another one, one of them...
These are sons of the original Charles Clark?
Of the grandfather.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then one brother, I hope it was Frank, the way I... Because while I was talking to him on the phone, I was trying to write, you know.
I know.
It doesn't work too good.
Well, I know.
It'd be nice if I could take a shorthand. And then one brother drowned. Well, I had an uncle drowned, too. My mother's brother drowned up by Lamont.
Hmm.
Well, I guess he had some kind of a mental problem. He was a resident of the home up there.
I see.
Mm-hmm. And as I remember the story... that somebody told him, look at the diamonds. The sun was shining on the water. Look at the diamonds. And I guess he went out and, I think his name was Frank.
Hmm.
And so this is, I don't want to get into genealogy except just to find out, say, like the Clarks.
Well,
the basic,
It's interesting to know... which generation
right.
It is, at least.
But I don't want to get
right.
into...
I know.
Into a full-fledged genealogy, because I don't know how, and I, and a lot of times maybe people would rather you didn't know.
Well, yes. Yeah.
Now, I had an interesting call the other day, and that's another gal I have to write to, and that is Tosh Osner.
Yes.
Because she called here looking about a dog that they found.
Oh.
And so then we started talking, and she says, yeah, she had some stuff. So that's another place I've got to get.
Right.
But, you know,
how long did the Koshes live here before she married Bill Osner?
Because now my aunt, my mother's sister, Polly, who that is short for Apollonia.
Oh, my goodness.
Or Apollonia, probably. She was come from Europe, from Germany. But we called her Polly. Well, and she was a Gerard.
Hmm.
Otto Gerard was her husband. And they were over on Sleeper. And it makes it kind of hard because you talk to old-timers about where did so-and-so live, and at that time there was no street names, you know, so it's quite hard.
I know.
So anyway, many years later, after Polly had been a widow for many, many years, she married Mr. Osner.
Right.
Was it Bill?
The oldest one. I forget what his name. I guess his name was Bill, too.
I think it was. But he insisted on calling her Pauline. He didn't like Polly.
Oh, really?
And he called her Pauline.
I see. Okay.
And they lived in that great big house, but they only were using a couple of rooms of it because it was so huge, you know. So that was one of the...
I had forgotten about that. Yeah.
So that's another gal I have to see. But I thought, if I'm going to write to them, because there are many. Now, I have written, and I have a copy of the letter that Miss Helen sent to Jerry Tripp. It was quite a long letter. I've got a copy of it. I made a copy. I sent it to him, and I've never gotten a response back. So now, whether they didn't get it, whether it got pushed aside when you're busy, because if anybody's